Well, he has a number of tasks that are equally pressing, but maybe the first among them is going to be entering into negotiations with the armed rebel groups that launched the insurrection in early 2012. The interim agreement that was signed prior to elections a couple of months ago gave the new Malian government 60 days after being sworn in to reach a more lasting and comprehensive agreement with the rebel groups. So they really just put their differences aside so that the elections could be held, and now they need to be discussed in a comprehensive way. The question of reconciling the different groups in northern Mali, the Tuareg people most notably, and some of the rebel groups that claim to represent the Tuareg people, I think that's going to be probably the first item on the new government's agenda.
Will we see any particular figures from the interim government retained by Keta?
I think it's quite possible we'll see some members of the interim cabinet playing a role in Keta's government. The current foreign minister, Hubert Coulibaly, has been suggested as a possible prime ministerial choice for the new president. He hasn't yet revealed what any of his choices are going to be, but there's always been a great deal of continuity in the political class in Bamako, and I think it's unlikely that this new president would try to completely build his cabinet without reference to people who'd been serving in it most recently.
It seems that the president-elect has wasted no time with regional diplomacy, already visiting Chad, Cote d'Ivoire, Togo, and Niger. Is this significant?
I think the president-elect realizes that Mali needs its neighbors more than it ever has before. He needs to curry favor with powerful heads of state in West Africa. So I think it was a politically astute move on his part, even before being sworn in, to undertake this act of diplomacy and thanking all these heads of state for their support and for the role they've played in seeing Mali through its transitional process.
Anything that I've missed out or that you think is important for our listeners?
Well, I think there's some major areas that will need to be addressed and may prove more challenging than, say, reconciling the rebel groups in the north. The economy, which has been at a standstill for the last year and a half, almost 2 years, needs to be rejuvenated. The military needs to be rebuilt, and there's been a process of training underway for several months, but that needs to be expanded. And then the whole state structure and the institutions of the government really need to be strengthened such that they can regain the trust of Malian people. And if those things don't happen, I think another crisis like we saw in the last year is eventually going to return.